Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. We good?
Okay.
Yay!
Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast where we
compare books to their movies.
Look at that. We switched it up.
Yes, we did. And I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie.
And I'm Riley.
We have Riley here today.
Yeah, we do.
To do, what book are we doing?
Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Riley, did you know that this book was Let's try that again. Mm-hmm. See, the cool thing is you mess up, Aunt Brie can cut it out, and you just restart and try again.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
This movie is based on two books.
Yeah, who would have thunk that?
Not us, until I was finding my fun facts today, and it's like, this book is based on The House on East 88th Street and Lyle Lyle Crocodile. I was like, well,
we only did one.
Yeah, so we had to go YouTube video watch the other one.
Yeah.
All right, so our picture. Well, first it's season 4, episode 16, in case you were wondering.
In case. I think now we are technically at the halfway mark.
I think so.
Yeah, we tried to say that like last, at the start of this month.
I don't know, we usually have like 24 episodes, right?
Yeah.
So we're a little over the halfway.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Almost there. Yeah.
Let's paint a picture. Riley, are you excited to be on our podcast?
Yes.
What did you do today?
I went to school.
What grade are you in?
First grade.
What did you do at school today?
I played on the playground.
Okay, calm down, Riley. You played on the playground.
What'd you learn?
I learned math.
Math? What type of math did you learn today?
How to add on.
Add on what?
Two-digit numbers and one-digit numbers.
Oh, okay. Mm. Two-digit and one-digit? Really? You're not doing two-digit and two-digit?
No.
Oh. And tell everybody, I was in there today and I helped do your sight words. And by the end of first grade, you need to know 300 sight words. And what did you test at today?
200.
And?
I don't know.
I think it was like...
Allie's face also said she didn't.
I know. I was like, shoot, what was it? I think it was like 280 something or 90 something.
I think it was 90 something.
I think it was.
Hey, that's awesome.
I think it was exactly 290. I think you missed 10 of them. I was so proud of her.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
Yay.
So that means you know how to read, so you can help me read our notes today.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, maybe you can just tell us what Lyle Lyle Crocodile is about.
Yeah, what is it about?
What is it about?
It's about a crocodile that loves music.
That's a good... Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And that's good enough.
Everyone else will figure it out.
Yes. All right, our author... What's up? Do you need to go potty?
No, you got my hand on my butt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was touching your butt. I'm sorry. I would be squirming too. I was just putting my hand on the chair and it was on her butt, I guess. I'm sorry. Can I put it right here?
Yes.
You stole my chair. Okay. So our author for our two books is Bernard Weber. Probably. Director.
Sounds right.
Was Josh Gordon and Will Speck. Two directors. Are there usually two directors?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't either, Riley.
Usually no.
Yeah.
Because you'd think they'd clash heads.
Right.
Like one person sees it one way and the other sees it another. I wonder if like maybe something happened where like
halfway through
family emergency or something, or like
or maybe they are family.
Maybe they're family. Or the other thing I was going to say was maybe one of them halfway through got a better deal. And so it's like, I'm going to go do this movie. Like,
clearly we don't know. This is all speculation.
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't know.
No idea.
Screenplay writer was William Davies. Mm-hmm. Okay. And no audiobook reader because we read kids' books. I was your audiobook reader.
What? I don't normally. Normally, I find Liam Neeson's narration.
Oh, yeah.
But there was no, I couldn't find an audiobook.
You legit
for this.
Looked for one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did. Because I was like, okay, if I could just blast through this. I was like house sitting or something one day, and like I was in between books, and it was late at night, and I'd finished one book, one started a different book, mm-hmm. and didn't have the other book with me. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this one. And then I couldn't find it. And I was like, okay, I got to borrow it from Allie.
That's so funny. But like, okay, I guess the Polar Express, you have seen before, right?
Yeah.
But like books that you haven't seen or read, how do you get the visual picture with it?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, so picture books obviously are not super detailed, right?
Uh-huh.
So when you listen to a picture book on audio, how do you have a, oh, you don't do pictures in your head.
No, I don't.
Ah, I forgot. I know. Weird. I know.
Me and John have this conversation like once a week. He'll be like, can you picture this? And then he'll like say it, and then he'll be like, oh, you can't. And it like, it takes me always like half a second to realize what he's saying. And I'm like, what? It's like I'm seeing it in my head. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, I don't like, it's so weird because I can picture it in air quotations, everybody. But it's not like how you can where I say pink gorilla and you see a pink gorilla.
Do you see a pink gorilla, Riley, in your head?
Or do you see words?
Or do you see a word that says pink gorilla?
Everybody lost now.
What?
Oh, man. She just made us lose the game.
What? There's no way. Is that what you meant? Oh, my gosh. Who brought it? Did I teach her that or you?
You. That was you?
You were there.
We were at Westport one
My year. Gosh. So y'all lost the game too, thanks to my 7-year-old over here.
She's like, this question is too big for me, so I'm gonna throw this out.
Well, never mind. All right. Sorry we're boring you, Riley.
But yeah, so I don't get a picture. It's like when I listen to any other audiobook. I'm getting the story.
Interesting.
You know what? I wonder if that's why I'm such a like avid reader.
Because
I don't need the picture.
Maybe. Because I love the kids' books because I love the pictures.
Are like, yes, picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Intriguing. Mm-hmm. Everybody, tell us what do you think in pictures or words? And if you do, which do you prefer? Kids' books or books?
Yeah. I really am curious. Right? She probably doesn't know. Yeah.
No, I think at her age, I wasn't thinking like this.
Tell me.
Do you think in pictures, like if I said pink elephant, do you imagine a pink elephant in your head, or do you just hear the words pink elephant and just I'm like, wow, that's cool, pink elephant?
Both.
Okay, yeah, it's too big of a question.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll ask it in a few years.
Yes. All right, Riley, can you tell me, look at our notes up there. When did the book East 88th Street come out? What year?
1962.
Good job. And when did Lyle Lyle Crocodile come out?
1965.
Very good. The movie came out October 7th, 2022. And that is a 60 or 57 year difference.
That's insane.
Whoa. Yeah, whoa. So what did we do first? What did you do first, Riley?
I watched the movie.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
I read the book.
Yep. Let's see. But just recently, not as a kid growing up, right?
No, I never read this book as a child.
I know. I didn't either. I don't know how, but we saw it as a preview for one movie before. And I was like, oh, Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile, that's based on the book. Like, I was excited because I had read the book before.
But you don't remember it?
I don't remember. I don't think I ever read it before, but I think
it was probably like around in school and stuff. Yes. Cause like I knew of the book.
Yeah.
It's just, it was never one that I was like, yeah, I'm going to go pick this up and read.
Right. That's probably what it was, me too.
What are your initial thoughts?
So what do you think of the story, Riley? Like this, the movie and the book, like just the plot of the book, mm-hmm. or story, movie.
I think it's pretty good. I like it.
You like it? What about it do you like?
I like when he sings because I like singing too.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I love just the upbeatness of it. And even the book, which is obviously pretty different books because, I mean, kids' books are always different than the movies, right? It's still fun. I mean, you can definitely tell it was written
in the 60s. Yeah.
But
I didn't know that when I read it.
Yes. I was like, I did not either.
It's so weird that an older, like, you can tell when I was reading it, I was like, how does this actually engage children? I feel like there's a lot to this rather than just like, Lyle was a crocodile.
Well, that's how all the old books, all kids' books are.
That's true.
Except,
have you ever read, oh my gosh, one of my favorite children's books is The Little Old Man Who Could Not Read.
No.
It is one of the best books ever. I will throw that out there now. It's about this little old guy whose wife is like sick and she usually does the grocery shopping. And he is like trying to get himself some food. And he's going through the cupboard and he's like, we have nothing. I have to go grocery shop. And so he goes, like, he grabs what he thinks is like pasta sauce and he grabs what he thinks is the sugar and like all this. And everything that he grabs is like, the sugar is salt. The pasta is actually like peanut butter or something else. Uh-huh. And he's like, what did I do wrong? And his wife is like, you forgot your glasses.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
But yeah, it's one of my favorite. And then he's like, I appreciate you for shopping. This was so hard. I can't do this. And so, like, that's a long book, but that kept my attention.
That sounds funny.
Yeah. It's hilarious, especially when he gets home and starts opening up all the things that he thought he bought. It's like, this is not what I bought.
That's super funny.
Maybe we should find it at the library.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay. So why did we pick this book, Riley? And movie, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you don't know that answer. I don't know why I asked you.
Well, because technically we picked it for Riley, because she wanted to be on it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Riley's been asking to do this book for a long time. This movie, really.
I don't remember that.
You were like, Mom, can we do Lyle Crocodile on your podcast? Like, sure. And then Aunt Bree finally put it on, and I was like, Riley, guess what we're doing?
Lyle Crocodile.
All right. Okay, so I have some, can you say, Allie super fun facts in a crazy voice?
Allie super fun facts.
There you go. Good job. All right. Okay. So this book was released on the 60th anniversary of The House on East 88th Street, which was the first book in the series.
Wait, the movie was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, guys, there were like 8 fun facts and like 3 of them were like, this is based on a book. And I'm like, we know.
That's why we're doing this.
Sorry, my facts aren't great. Okay. Before production, Peter Gabriel, Bryan Adams, and Paul Williams auditioned for Lyle. I don't know any of them.
Oh my God, Bryan Adams would have been great.
Who is it?
Got my first real six string.
He's just too old. Great. That's probably exactly why they didn't. And then I know Peter Gabriel. I don't know Paul Williams. Sorry, Paul Williams. Old. I like his voice too. Oh man, they would have been good. That's sad.
Okay, number 3. Josh wears the same Apollo 11 sweatshirt that Danny famously wore in The Shining.
That's amazing.
Number 4. Illustrations from Bernard Weber's The House on East 88th Street and Lyle Crocodile are visible throughout the movie. That's what Mrs. Prim was drawing. I knew that right away, and I thought it was so cute.
I know, me too. I think that was my favorite part of the movie.
I know. It was very cute.
It was so cute.
You can talk normal. You don't have to whisper every time.
I like the picture when he was in the bathtub.
Yeah, that was silly. Josh, seen inhaling a dose of his asthma medication to ward off a mild panic attack when first facing the city trip to school, this should actually have made things worse, as it makes one's heartbeat faster.
I can vouch for that. Yes. It does. It's the worst feeling in the world if you don't need it.
Yeah. I had to go to the goofs and mess ups because I ran out of fun facts. So that was a goof and a mess up.
That makes sense. Well, it's true.
Yes.
I literally, there are times when I take it, mm-hmm. especially because it's, I don't know if it's got caffeine in it or what, but sometimes if I take it and I haven't eaten enough, it's like I just drank like 6 cups of coffee and I just like, I can't jittery. Stop shaking.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I could imagine and going to school and getting on a subway with that.
Yeah. And in the middle of a panic attack.
God. What is happening?
That must feel the worst.
It is. It does. All right.
All right. We ready? Okay. I'm just going to go through the books, and here's what you guys are going to tell me if that was in the movie or not. Okay?
Okay.
It's your job. All right. So we're going to start with East 88th Street, because it's the beginning of the series.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the Prims are moving into a house. And they don't realize there's a crocodile that lives in the house.
That was totally in the movie.
It was. Then they see the crocodile and they start freaking out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that enough? That happens. The one thing that doesn't happen in either book, I don't think, is that we actually see Lyle as a baby crocodile.
Nope. Yeah. So at the start of the movie.
Yeah. And the movie also kind of follows Hector.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much up mm-hmm. until the Prims come in.
Yeah. And the book does not.
Mm-hmm.
Only one saw him at a time, so, but does it count?
What count?
Oh, that's true. I see what you're saying, Riley.
What?
Only one saw him at a time, so does it count?
Only that, who saw what?
That's a difference for sure, because in the movie, like, each family member sees him on their own one at a time.
You're right, and in the book, they all kind of see him together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there's a note that says, take care of my alligator or crocodile. Oh, no.
Yeah, but it was when he went upstairs, and that one is when he delivered the mail.
In the story, it delivered the mail. Yeah, and then the note was on
his glass.
His glass compartment thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, then in the book, Lyle starts helping around the house, and he starts like dancing and playing and stuff. And then the whole city loves him.
No. Wrong.
What
Wrong.
Happens, Riley?
What did he have to do to go out into the city?
He had to wear stuff that humans wear.
Yeah, because they had to pretend that they were rooting for the football team, the Gators, right?
Yes.
So he could pretend to be a alligator roaming around the city.
Yeah.
So then one day, he got noticed because he's doing like dances in a parade. And then that's when Hector comes back and he's like, I will take my alligator back. He is mine and I'm going to go do shows with him.
That's not how it happens in the movie, huh?
No, definitely not. No.
How does it happen in the movie?
People notice him and they take him away to the zoo. Not Hector sees him and takes him away.
Right, but what does Hector do when he...
He wants to take him on a show.
But does he make Lyle do it, or does he try and encourage him and be like, yes, you can do it. You can sing.
He encourages him, not be like, come on, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't a bad guy in the movie, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The movie, the main thing that, like, is the overarching story for it is that they're trying to help Lyle get over his stage fright, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of these are wrong.
The book was first, girl. Technically, the movie got it wrong.
No.
She has the same thoughts I do with Homeward Bound. No, the book is wrong. All right, so then the book continues. And Lyle is just so sad because he misses the Prims. And he's just, like, really wanting to go back home. And Hector's trying to, you know, make him happy. But all his performances are just so sad that it makes everybody in the audience sad.
No, they don't cry.
Yeah, they cry in the book. because they're like, oh, that poor alligator is so sad.
That's crazy.
No, no, that's not how it goes. Other people think that it's funny, not sad.
Once he actually does his performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Well, then Hector brings Lyle back, and he's so happy to be reunited with his family. That was book one. Are we ready?
That's not true. He sticks with Hector's part of the family now, not bring him back and go away.
You're right.
That's true.
Okay, but now we're on to book number two, which also is in the movie.
Yes.
Okay. So book number two is just Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile, hence our
movie title.
Confusion.
Yeah.
That this was the only book related.
These pictures look.
They should have freaking named it like The House on 88th Street.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
These pictures look better than the other book.
You think so? Three years later?
Yes.
Here's the very first picture is your favorite picture of Lyle and the Lyle and the crocodile. Lyle in the bathtub.
Oh, yay! No.
Okay, so we see Lyle. We are reintroduced to him. And they tell us he lives with the Prims. And that, you know, his main goal is to make Loretta, the neighborhood cat, his friend. Not neighborhood cat, the neighbor's cat.
Which literally happens right off the bat in the movie.
Right when we see Lyle, huh? Like, as a grown-up.
And I feel like it's not Lyle who wants to be his friend, it's the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lyle, what does Lyle do to the cat right away?
He
eats him.
I was not happy.
He doesn't mean to. He just opens his mouth and his mouth is too big. And the cat goes, yike.
Well, Lyle plays with all the kids at the park and they play jump rope and everything.
No. That is not what happened. They don't want to know that Lyle's in their house.
Yeah, Lyle doesn't want anyone to know about him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except the
Prims.
Yeah, except Josh the Prims.
Mm-hmm. Also in the movie too, the dad when he first meets Lyle, he doesn't really like the crocodile.
He's like, "Everybody get out of the house. There's a crocodile in the house." Yep. And they're all like, "No, no, he's a good crocodile. He's good. He's good."
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So the book continues, and Loretta, she gets stuck in a tree because she's scared of Lyle. And she just wants nothing to do with Lyle.
That's not what happens. He doesn't even want to go out of his house at all. That he put cameras around his house.
Right, the neighbor.
The neighbor.
Mm-hmm. So then we continue. Lyle takes trips downtown. He goes shopping with everybody. He goes ice skating with Mrs. Prim. And Mrs. Prim and Lyle become pretty good friends. And then they go to the mall. Any of this happen?
No. Nothing of this happened. They don't get how the movie went. Bro, this is so wrong.
This happened 60 years before the movie came out.
It's so wrong.
This book came out when Grandma was born.
It's so wrong, though.
All right. So then...
But wait. Because actually, Mrs. Prim and Lyle do become pretty close best friends.
They do.
They just don't go shopping and
stuff. But the shopping stuff isn't real.
Yeah.
But look, Lyle has... He has his red scarf.
Yeah, because heck, gave it to him.
In the movie?
In the book? It's just because he's cold?
There's no red scarf here.
I know. I think
he bought it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So then they get lost in the store, but he finds Hector, who is selling things at the store.
No. Totally wrong. No. He's trying to find money, not sell stuff at a store.
You're right. He's trying to do show business, not selling things. Huh?
I know. This would be the quicker way to get money.
I know. Actually getting a job, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I know, but what if he, like, set up something at, like, in the middle of the, like city so he could get money?
Like, and, be a street performer?
Yeah.
He's smart, too.
Probably smarter than...
I bet if he did that with Lyle, Lyle wouldn't have had stage fright and probably, he would have made money.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for all of them, Mr. Grump, who is the neighbor that owns Loretta, is the store owner. And Mrs. Prim is wandering around saying, "Where's Lyle? Where's Lyle?" And they found Lyle. He's doing a giant performance in the middle of the store.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
You're right.
Boo. His stage fright would never let him do
that in the movie. Yes, he's very scared of performances. And Mr. Grump's like, "Get out of here now. Never come back." And then they send Lyle to the zoo. Mr. Grump does.
Okay, that part is right. Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. And Lyle's very sad. And he's laying on top of alligator or crocodiles. Which does happen, even though that would not happen in a zoo.
This is where I'll interject and say that it drives me crazy that every single animal in the movie is CGI, including the cat, the birds, any animal that you see. I get Lyle because he has to sing and stuff, so that's fine. But, well, there are so many animal actors out there. Why did they not just hire them?
Keep those animal actors in business.
Yes, they need it.
They're only here for so long. Anyways, Lyle in the book is very sad, but he starts doing performances at the zoo and all the kiddos are happy to see him. And then one day, wait, does he do that?
No, 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 no.
Because he still has stage fright, right?
Yes.
And he's just depressed at the zoo.
I'm glad you said that because I was like, why did they make that change? Like, that seems like such an easy way to get him out of the zoo instead of what they do.
Nope. But then Mr. Hector works at the zoo, and he gets Lyle out.
I thought he worked at the... You can't be in two places at once. I thought he worked at the shop, not the zoo.
I bet he got fired from the shop because he put on a performance.
Then how can... Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
So then Lyle comes...
That's what we should start saying.
Wrong.
We should.
Wrong.
Wrong.
We could sell t-shirts that just say wrong. So anyways, all of a sudden, Hector's bringing Lyle home, and there's like this fire going on, and Lyle looks like an angry crocodile. But he goes in to save the occupants, which are Mr. Grump and Loretta.
They look like they died.
They do look pretty dead, don't they? But was there a fire?
No.
No fire.
What was it?
In the movie, was there a fire?
No. No, 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 no.
And then everyone is so happy that Lyle is back. Even Mr. Grump is like, "You are forever welcome here." Even Loretta is happy to see him.
When Loretta's his best friend the whole movie.
No, no, wrong, wrong. Yeah.
Okay, are there any main things about that you want to share before I pull up the movie and we go over the movie?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay. She's like, I already said what was wrong.
I know, exactly. Okay, so as you guys have already stated, the movie kicks off with Hector getting Lyle, yeah?
Yes.
So cute.
Cute little baby.
Uh-huh. And we were talking, and then life goes on.
I guess we haven't said that Hector, although he wants to be in show business, he really wants something that's going to set him apart. And why you keep doing this? I don't know. But he keeps finding animals or trying to find animals to make an animal act.
Mm-hmm. And then finally he heard, so that's how he found Lyle, because Lyle's singing, right? Mm-hmm. At the pet store. And so he goes back there. But then Lyle starts singing because he's cold. So that's how he gets his scarf.
Yeah, and then he gives it to him forever.
Yep, and he has a scarf forever. Mm-hmm. But then they start doing their cute little act with their song. Be a somebody, look at us now. Look at us now. That they play like 5 times in the movie. So then, unfortunately, Hector's like, I have a show. I have a great show. And the guy's like, no, no, no. And he's like, I will pay you with my house. And so, unfortunately, Lyle gets stage fright. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like, boo, and they want their money back. And
boo, I want my money back.
And so Hector has to leave. And he's like, Lyle, I'll be back. And
in 2 shakes of a tail. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it takes him like,
It was 18 months.
Yeah, 18. Can you believe if you were a pet and you had to stay in a house for 18 months?
I know.
That's not even how... You had to stay in there for 1 year. I don't even know how many 18 months
it's
is.
It's a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. See? Yeah. I would be so sad. How do you even get food?
Well, we saw. How did Lyle get food?
Oh, yeah. He went in the... I don't want to eat garbage.
I don't think Lyle cares.
Nope. He made Josh eat garbage. I don't think he cared at all.
Nope.
But anyway, so Hector has to leave because he lost his house. But secretly in that house clause, he gets to stay in the house for 15 days of the year. Now, unfortunately, no one knows this.
Yeah. So then he just shows up.
Yep. So the Prims move in and we have.
That seems like such bad, like that real estate agent, man.
I know, right? That didn't tell them.
Yeah.
Just so you know, there is a man that lives here for 15 days of the year.
Yeah.
But unless he kept the paper or who knows, I don't know.
And then Josh gets bullied on by some kids that are trying to do a podcast and they're like, and then the last boy said, what's wrong with you, pumpkin head? So mean.
Very mean.
Because they were trying to make a video for Sweeps, which is TikTok.
Yeah.
But anyways, so yeah, so Josh has like panic attacks. He is super anxious and everything like that. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then Josh starts hearing noises, yeah?
Yeah, and he heard a car room and he was like, what's that? And Google was like, that's a car tire. And then he heard a siren and he was like, what's that? And Google was like, that's a siren. And then he hears like, boom, boom, boom. And he's like, what's that? And she's like, I have no idea.
Yeah. Can you tell we watched the movie a bunch? So then he goes upstairs with Loretta, and that's when they find Lyle for the first time in his case. So he's locked up, but then they hear him again the next day, and they go up.
And then he eats Loretta.
Yes, they go up and check again. But then Lyle starts running around. And Josh, who's a scaredy cat, decides, oh my gosh, he ate the cat. I have to run after him. So he's like starting to lose.
Because Josh like loves this cat.
Yeah. But then why is he a scaredy cat? But that makes no sense.
Because he has to
save the cat.
Yeah. In reality, the cat's dead.
In reality, cat's dead. But also, like, that's not your cat. Like, if I like someone's cat so much, I'm not going to try and get the cat to come up to my place.
I know.
That's the thing about this where I'm like, what is this kid doing?
Would you? If you have a downstairs neighbor cat, I bet you would put milk out and be like, hey, kitty.
If I didn't think he was being cared for, yeah.
No, wait.
I would just wait to see him.
Wait, your turn.
When he's like running around, I would come out then and be like, hey, buddy, let me pet you.
But what if he was having milk and cookies and he just didn't want a glass of milk, he wanted a bowl? And then the cat's like, I smell milk. Can I have that, please?
See, that's fine. Okay. And then, I would do that. That's how I would get that up to me.
So anyways, thanks to Lyle now, he's brave. And like he's staying the night with Lyle and everything like this. And now Josh can run to school and he's not scared and all this sort of stuff. And Mrs. Prim is starting to feel sad.
And then Mrs. Prim wakes up one day and she goes in the bathroom and Lyle's singing a song while he's having a shower. And then Mrs. Prim opens the door with a broom. And she throws the broom out loud while they scream. Like, Mrs. Prim is like, ah! And then I was like, And then Mrs. Prim runs downstairs and just pretends like nothing happened.
She's trying to, but she has to take Lyle Josh to school. And then when she gets home, Lyle's there. And she's like, they start singing a song.
Yeah.
Ripping up the recipe. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Start ripping up the recipe. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Good job. So then Josh is trying to make friends with Trudy, who is this girl who was on trying to get on Sweeps because she's trying to get on basically America's Got Talent, but whatever it's called.
And then,
We've Got Talent or something like that.
Yeah.
And then
they couldn't flat out do the title.
And then because of his weirdness, I don't know why she friended her.
She's like, you're weird. He's like, yeah, but she sent him a friend request.
Yeah, and then he was like, yay.
Yeah. So then Lyle and they are singing. This is before Mrs. Prim meets him. Oh, and then Dad meets Lyle.
And Lyle sees his wrestling thing, and then he breaks it and gives him his shirt. And Lyle's like,
with the whistle.
Yeah, and then they're like, ooh, ah, yeah, ooh, ah, yeah.
And they wrestle.
Yeah.
And that makes Dad like him.
Yep.
Yeah. But then Lyle just made Dad one because that he knew he would like him that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he sticks his tongue out, but then looks at him, but then he turns around, but then he quickly plays panting again.
Yep. So then they go and they explore the city. Is Lyle, because Hector's back now.
And he gets, and then he sneezes and all the pigeons go off of him.
Mm-hmm. You remember all these details. Yes. So Hector realizes that Lyle likes to sing. And he's singing in front of the Prims.
Yeah. And he likes it that way, but when he's on stage, like, when he makes him on stage, he's, like, this is when he was a baby. He's like, ah!
Lyle said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So Hector's like, come on, Lyle, let's try again. So, but then when he gets home, he's like, nope, he's still stage fright. So he's never a bad guy.
No, he's not.
Hector. Which I really like. He's never like, it's my crocodile, I'm taking him.
Yeah.
He's like, can I please borrow this crocodile? We have important stage business.
Yep.
And he's almost too nice, so you just assume he's going to be mean, so then he's not mean, and it's nice.
Yes. So then they get home, and the Mr. Grump calls a meeting saying, this family is too loud, and they need to be kicked out. But then Hector comes down.
Yeah, Hector comes down and he's like,
Mr. Grump.
Mr. Grump is like, you are not supposed to be here. Where did you even come from? And Mr. Hector is like, blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what he's
Hector
like.
Basically is like, you know what? I would be pretty upset if I had security cameras put all around and without my knowledge.
Like, what?
Yes. So then he has to get him
and
out.
And then Mr. Grump's like, okay, meeting over. Everybody out.
Yep.
Except you, Mr. Hector.
And then he ends up paying Hector, right, a lot of money to get Lyle sent to the zoo.
Oh, no.
And then Lyle's at the zoo, and Josh is just so sad because that was like his emotional support pet.
And then he has
just gone.
And then he has a panic attack, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then eventually Hector and Josh break Lyle out.
Yep. But Hector almost got eaten
by the other alligators.
But then, crocodiles. But then Lyle is like. Boom.
I thought I was going to be the one to do that all the time.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, then, where do they go? They go to Got Talent.
Yeah. And
show
Josh
us
is
what
like,
you get. Got.
And oh, Josh that's it. Is like, baby, we started pretty small. And then Lyle's like, take a look at us now. Take a look at us now. And then everybody just started loving him who came there. Mm-hmm. And then that's the end. And then
well, wait, that's
like,
not the end. Because
not.
Because then there's a court case.
And then they go on a field trip and the girl's like...
No, wait, before that, there's a court case because, the Prim family still has a wild crocodile in their house.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Grump is like, he sets a meeting in front of the judge. And then they're like, he has a crocodile. You should kick him out of the whole entire city and send him to the back of the world. And then Hector comes and he says all this important stuff about Lyle. And then he bangs his handle, whatever you want to call it. And then...
Gavel?
Mm-hmm. Gavel. And then he says, appreciate. Approved. Approved. So they live a happy life and then they go on.
So for those that didn't follow... So the important stuff that was not mentioned was that Hector's grandmother started the zoo and or a big donor to the zoo. And so she had was approved to have any exotic creature she wanted in her house, which was where the Prims live now. And so Mr. Grump also said, your honor can't be that much of an idiot to believe this.
And everybody's like. Idiot. So, and the judge is also like, what?
Immediately approved to have Lyle stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they
tell the field trip first.
And then they go on a field trip and this girl's like, here, have this snake. And he's like, does it have a...
An agent?
An agent. And she's like, no. And he's like, now it does.
Oh, because what does it do? It's a beatbox and rattlesnake.
And then he goes like,
Malfoy.
And then and then the snakes go like, and he's like, and she's like, it has an attitude. And he's like, excellent.
That was it.
Yep.
Not and then it sings caught. Ba 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 ba. I don't know what it's called.
That's okay. Good job, right? Okay. We did it.
Yes, we did.
You're going to check or are you
going to Bye, everybody.
No, we're not done yet.
We're not quite done.
We just did the comparing part. All right. We get to talk about the cast now.
What's so, the cast?
Cast are the people who were in the movie. The actors and actresses.
I bet it's going to be Lyle first.
It actually is not. So... IMDb cast 81 people. First, we have Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem.
Played Hector Valentini.
Love him.
Yes.
Agreed. He's fantastic.
Hector. Did you like him? Do you think he did good?
Yes. He was excellent.
Okay. Winslow Fegley played Josh.
Josh. I think he was pretty good, too. I mean, I love the voice and everything. Okay. Except for the crying bit.
Well, he had to cry. Didn't he do a good job crying?
Sorta.
I think I'm kind of with her.
Yeah?
I didn't recast, but I kind of like, there's probably someone out there that could have better fit.
I think this was his first real movie. He had done that shows before.
That makes sense.
But since it, I freaking love him. He's in The Naughty Nine that just came out. And
Naughty Nine.
What else did he just do? Stop it. He was just in something. Oh, he's in 8-Bit Christmas. No, I think that came out before this.
I still haven't seen that.
You would freaking love it.
I know I would. I need to see it.
Yes, you have. It's the one,
I don't remember
It's the one where the kid gets a Nintendo for Christmas. That's all he wants.
Oh, yeah. That
sounds amazing.
I thought it was called...
Love it.
I thought it was called... Nintendo for Christmas.
Nope.
Nice.
Okay, we have Shawn Mendes as the voice of Lyle.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I love it. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I recast him.
Yes.
Harry Styles.
What's recast mean?
It means she picked someone else.
Did not like him. I would pick someone else.
Like Gabriel.
Honestly, yeah, I would, Peter Gabriel or Brian Adams would be great, but I chose Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. He sings Gabriel.
I was going to say, which, you know, Watermelon Sugar?
Could you see him singing as Lyle? Yeah. You also know that...
there you go.
He's one of the singers for...
That's What Makes You Beautiful. Light up my world. I would have done that one, but that would have got confusing because I would have been like... It's this voice.
Yes. Okay. Ben Palacio. Did the body movements for Lyle. I just figured he deserved a credit.
Nice job, sir. Yes.
Constance Wu played Mrs. Prim.
Constance Wu?
Is that what, not what I said?
You said Constant.
Nope. Okay.
Constant?
Constance?
Oh, Constance.
We didn't say also difference.
Oh, is yeah. This is a big difference, actually.
Mrs. Prim is the stepmom, not the actual mom of Josh.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot that because Josh's mom died when he was 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Josh's dad decided to marry this other girl. And Josh was very, very happy again.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a happy ever after.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Scoot McNairy played Mr. Prim.
Freaking love Scoot. He's one of my all-time favorite actors.
He was good.
He's good.
I don't know what else I've seen him in.
Scoot.
Did you like
Mr. Prim? He was actually in a movie that we just had to do.
Oh.
Scoot.
Maybe last season?
No.
Remember? Because then I talked about he's in the movie with Rob.
Nope.
The Rover.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Then we have Brett Gelman, Mr. Grumps.
He's fine.
Yeah, grumpy pants.
He was grumpy. Mm-hmm.
He's a good grumpy man.
And Lyric Heard played Trudy.
She was fine.
Who's Trudy?
She's the one who friended him on sweeps.
Oh, yeah. I like Trudy.
Yeah. That's good.
She was even on the stage. Mm-hmm. Yay.
So is the theme of the book and movie the same? Do they follow the same story, both of them?
No.
No. Mm-mm. No. Oh. Boo.
Do the characters stay the same in the book and the story?
No.
In the movie?
No, because I didn't see him.
Yeah, Trudy wasn't even in it.
Yeah.
And then
Hector's mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lyle has stage fright.
Yeah, like the book and movie are so different.
I know.
I was like, bruh, what? Okay. We're up.
Which do you prefer, Riley? The book or the
movie?
Movie. How many times have you seen this movie?
1 million trillion times.
Why do you like the movie better?
Hector doesn't have to be mean, and like almost everybody is kind except Mr. Grumps.
Mm-hmm. But then he turns kind.
Yeah.
No, in the book.
Not in the movie.
Yeah.
Greta also becomes their new pet. Yay!
In the movie. You're right.
Yeah. But not in the book.
We did not say that.
Not in the book.
I also chose movie. Because, man, Riley and I jam out to those songs. Like, all day today, I was like, Riley, let's get in the mood. And we've been singing, ripping up the recipe. All day. And then... all the other ones. I'm blanking now that I'm ripping up the recipe in my head.
Maybe we started pretty small. Take a look at us now. Off the rails. A haze of trouble is on our tails. It's time we polish up the scales and give it all we got. Okay, we can move on.
That was great, babe. And Aunt Bree, which do you prefer?
Book. Because it takes me like 5 minutes to get through it. Because the movie's too long for me. And each time.
Riley's doing like, oh my gosh, she's upset. Face.
What's even funnier is I was getting annoyed with every song. Why do they have to sing that one song like 10 times in the movie?
I get annoyed with that song too. I'm like, what?
Why I would love them to have different songs.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to jam out to a lot of different ones.
Why is it a musical when you only got one song that's played like six times.
Yeah, like maybe we started pretty small. Maybe we started. I'm like, what? Why do you have to be like?
That's why we know that song maybe so we well.
Started
We've heard
pretty
it like
small.
A
maybe
million
we
times.
Started
times
pretty
a million,
small.
Yeah.
Maybe we start. I like get too overpressured. I'm like, no, this is too much. No, too much. Too much.
Okay, good job. Would you recommend it to a friend? Would you tell your friend, go watch Lyle or go read Lyle?
Not like that, but yes.
Which one? Would you tell them both or would you just tell them one?
Movie.
Just the movie.
Yeah. This book is horrible.
What? I would recommend both of them. I think they were both cute.
I would say movie.
Okay.
Movie.
I think if it was a friend that I knew enjoyed kids' books and movies, sure. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a avid reader person, no.
I would not recommend a kid's book to an avid reader at all.
You know, you just finished this. You just finished Stephen King's It, but you should really give Crocodile a try.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We got sneak peek.
Yeah.
What's sneak peek mean?
It means we're telling them what's coming up. But first, Riley, do you think they should rate, subscribe, and review us?
Yes. Subscribe right.
Subscribe.
Oh, subscribe right now to our channel.
Mm-hmm. What do you think if they write a review, tell them a secret word they should put in that we will for sure read their review on our podcast if they put this word in?
Always love Lyle.
Always love Lyle. If you write always love Lyle in the
we'll
review,
read it.
We will read your review
and
on our
give pod. It a big, ginormous heart.
Okay.
And many, many, many
stars. Yeah.
And many, many, like, what are those things with this? Like the lines with the circles at the end?
Exclamation marks.
Yeah. Like 1,000 exclamation marks.
Very good. All right, on Wednesday, we have a very special, exciting episode.
Yeah, I think it's actually one of my favorites this season.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Amityville Horror. Oh, wait, technically last season.
Oh, yeah, last season.
Yeah,
but
season 3, but it's coming out right now. Amityville Horror with the East Coast Haunt Girls.
Yeah, we did a collab, so
yes.
That's fun.
Yeah, you should go and check out their podcast if you haven't.
Yes. You're not allowed to listen to that one, Riley.
No.
Why?
It's a scary movie.
Okay, fine.
But one that you do get to listen to or watch, we're going to start watching as a TV show, Riley, is on Monday. We are doing Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. We are not comparing the movie or the book.
The TV show. We're watching the Logan Lerman two movies.
Yes.
Because we know how horrible they did, so we're gonna compare those. We'll do a mini-sode with the TV show because I have purposely not watched the TV show until we read the book for this comparison.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Because it's also been a hot minute since I've read the book.
Yep.
So I wanted to have it in my head for the TV show.
We can't talk today, you guys. Yes.
Lyle, crocodile,
went off script.
Bye.
Are you singing the song from the movie?
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For BookTales.